Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Big thanks to Fred Hoiberg for stopping by on the block yesterday. He sat down with Strick and Nick as I was out yesterday. Fun conversation, good conversation, wide ranging. Again, Nebraska, Bethune-Cookman tomorrow evening at Pinnacle Bank Arena. I'm Austin Norman with you for the next 15 minutes here on Old School, followed immediately by the Corner Three, followed by high school football. State playoffs in action. Nick Sainert will be up in Seward. It'll be the Blue Jays and the Griffin Seward, number 2 seed in Class B, hosting 10 seed Gretna East. I assume Nick will want it, about 6:50, and kickoff will be at 7 up there at Concordia University in Seward. So make sure you stay tuned for Corner 3 and high school football coming up next. Of course, it's state volleyball taking place in Lincoln over these last few days. Big shout out to the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors. That's right, old alma mater rolling along. It is a machine that Coach Ziegler has rolling between Vine and Holdridge. Warriors sweep Norfolk Catholic today. They will play for their fourth consecutive state title tomorrow and fifth in the last 6 years. Incredible work by Coach Ziegler and the girls. Proud of him. Rooting for him tomorrow at PBA. All right, to the text line here for just a couple minutes. Let's go to Phil. Says, Kurt Cignetti did say Michigan sucks, along with Purdue and Ohio State. I think Michigan will have a little something extra for Indiana. Yeah, I think Michigan will too. That is bulletin board material that has been on the walls of the Wolverines. The locker room, probably on their way out to practice all week long. These are the defending national champions that Kurt Cignetti said that about. Do I think he's wrong? Not necessarily. Michigan hasn't been great. Do you know why he said it? Yeah, you got to get that fan base fired up, right? They probably forgot football existed to some degree. But Kurt Cignetti comes in there, and he caught their attention. Not just the fan base, but obviously the players in that program as well. He caught their attention. He's holding their attention. It's why the Hoosiers are right now in position to make the first 12-team college football playoff. 89-85. I think Indiana's going to kick the poop out of Michigan. That's just what they do this year. It doesn't matter who it is, where it is. They just go out.
Hey, what's up? It's Wilmer Valderrama. You know, a lot of us don't think twice about our tech. Millions of Americans struggle to connect to today's digital world. And that's why this story really hits home for me. I mean, I start thinking about my upbringing and myself growing up in a world where, you know, you needed every possible tool or help you could get to actually allow you and afford you a bigger dream. That's why I love what AT&T's been doing. They're doing something amazing. I mean, they've launched an effort to equip 20,000 students with laptops, backpacks, and school supplies. Seattle, for example, they provided 250 laptops and backpacks to kids who really needed them. Now, you might think like, okay, 250 kids, that's nice, you know, but stop to think for a second, like the impact of what this could do for a community. Imagine, you know, 250 kids getting that kind of help. It's huge. It's not just happening in Seattle, right? AT&T is doing it all over the country. I'm just proud that AT&T is helping connect the next generation to a brighter future, and that's pretty special.
Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
And do their thing. I don't know if Indiana kicks the poop out of Michigan. I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest if they won. Because of that last point that 89-85 makes, it doesn't matter who it is or where it is, they just go out and do their thing. Indiana finally trailed this year against Michigan State. They got down 10-0. And then rattled off 47 unanswered points and won that game 47-10. They've played against teams that play different styles, that play different tempos with different personnel groupings and philosophies. And Indiana's made it look pretty darn easy. Indiana has made football look pretty darn easy. I do think that there's enough of a running game that you can't just key on a deep wide receiver core. I think Curtis Rourke's experience is showing through. I think Kurt Cignetti's getting the most out of him. Is it the greatest defense? No, it's not. But it's more than adequate, right? It's opportunistic. It'll create some takeaways, especially in the big moments when they need it. So Indiana is a more well-rounded team than Michigan this year. And that Michigan defense, all the NFL talent, all the NFL expectations in that group has just been good. It's been fine. Not nearly the same standard. So you combine that with the offense really disappearing and drying up, especially in the pass game. Michigan's just kind of a boring football team right now. They're just a boring... They would have fit perfectly in the last 7 editions of the Big Ten West is really where Michigan this year would fit just about perfectly. Now, Michigan recruits at a higher level than the old Big Ten West did and still does, to be fair. But that style of play, that mindset would have been right at home in the Big Ten West. And finally, Gino says, good afternoon, fellas. Who are you picking between the first place Lincoln Stars and the defending champion Fargo Force tonight and tomorrow night at the Icebox? Gino, come on, man. You already know. It's the Stars. It's got to be the Stars. It's got to be Coach Rocky. He's an all-star. Coach Rocky's great. Go Stars tonight and tomorrow at the Icebox. Husker wrestling just about to get underway and a full night of college basketball ahead of us before a full day of college football tomorrow. I'll be back in just a couple minutes here to tell you about the weekend coming up in college basketball. Get you all set up for the Corner 3.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.